Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me as we continue on in a message which I've entitled Springs of Living Water. And we've been looking at what seems to be a relatively insignificant and obscure passage of scripture sandwiched in the 15th chapter of Joshua, which talks about the inheritances of the children of Israel as they began to conquer the land of Canaan, talks about the borders of the land, and there is a few verses there where there's greater detail. It says that Caleb, in the 14th chapter, he says, "Now give me my mountain, I'm ready to take it. I'm 85 years old, just as strong as I am now as I was 40 years ago." And so he proceeds to take Hebron and that vicinity in which there were giants living, the sons of Anak. And he makes a declaration. It says that Caleb, in verse 14, drove thence the three sons of Anak, who were giants, and then he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath-Sefer, and obviously was a well-fortified city, and he presents an invitation to the warriors of Israel, and he said, "Who that will smite this city, Kirjath-Sefer, and taketh it," that's verse 16, "to him will I give Aksa, my daughter, to wife." And so, obviously, he is expecting that this is quite a challenge. It's even, as you will, David, he was the only one that responded out of all the numbers of Saul's men he was willing, in the strength of the Lord, to fight for the glory of the name of the God of Israel. He came against him, not with sword or spear, but in the name of the Lord of hosts, and God, of course, gave him victory. And so we see in Caleb, he is extending this invitation, and what we've been developing is that Othniel, if you will, the warrior who responded, is an analogy, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus came to an enemy camp, he came into the world, and he was determined to conquer the forces of the enemy so he could have a bride. And beloved, Jesus has to smite our hearts, if you will, with the spirit of conviction before we will respond lovingly and freely to him and invite him into our hearts, where he then has a habitation for himself. We become the very temple of the Holy Spirit. And in verse 16, we see the reward that was offered. Caleb says, "The one who attacks Kirjath-Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksa, my daughter, as a wife." So this was really a battle for a bride. And the work of conquering the land was a God-given work. Remember, that was the word of the Lord to Moses, that they were to go in and conquer the land that God had promised centuries before to Abraham and his children. And so the reward offered in Aksa was a reward of love and reverence, as well as service. And in this picture, we see a beautiful illustration, if you will, of the church as the Lamb's wife, and the reward given by his Father to Jesus, the bridegroom, for his work, for his passion, for his victory that he wrought while he came into this earth. He was born of a woman. He was flesh of our flesh, if you will. And he, as a perfect man without sin, purchased our redemption at the sacrifice of his own blood. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 26 and 27, It says, so that he, referencing Jesus, might sanctify her, that's us, the bride of Christ, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such things, that she might be holy and faultless. So, as a result of Othniel's victory, and of course, he was given Aksah to wife, and as a result of Jesus' victory, oh, beloved, a time is coming, and it's not very far off, where the Father will tell Jesus, go home, go and take your bride, and he will come for us, and we will forever be with him, with our Father, with Jesus, and we will celebrate the most glorious celebration of all time, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Are you excited about that? Can you hardly wait? Oh my goodness, we cannot imagine how glorious that is going to be. Caleb's daughter was married to him who had fought and conquered for her. And beloved, this is our privilege. As sons and daughters of the living God, we have been given by the Father to Jesus, who lived for us, who loved us, who died for us, who conquered for us. And now, because we understand that, we have to look at our lives. We have to look at our commitment. We have to look at our hearts. Are we acting the part of a true wife, of a true fiancé, if you will, by giving him the love of our hearts as well as the service of our lives? There was a time of preparation under the historical way the Israelites married. I mean, there was a time where there was a betrothal, and then the husband had to go and work and prepare a house, just like Jesus is doing now. He told his disciples, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And so that's what's happening in heaven right now. The Lord is preparing a place for the bride of Jesus. So just like they did historically in Israel, when all was ready, then the bridegroom would come and he would go to the house of her parents where she was living, the bride, and he would take her and bring her back to the home that he had prepared. And that's just exactly what Jesus is going to do for us. Praise God. Othniel won the victory. He conquered the enemy. However, the blessings that were to be bestowed were not just one-sided. Othniel was given Aksah for his wife. And as we look at that, we see that there was yet more to the story. Aksah received something from Caleb. As we go a little bit further into that 15th verse of the 15th chapter of Joshua, in verse 18 it says, and it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said to her, what wouldest thou? And who answered? That's, of course, Aksah. She says, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a southland. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. So what can we learn about this? She was in the Negev. Aksah got permission, if you will, to ask her father for a field. And when she returned to Caleb, when she lighted off her donkey, Caleb said, what do you want? And so Aksah answered, give me a present, since you have set me in the Negev, which was a very dry desert-type area. She did have the land, but she wanted something more. She asked for a present. She asked for a gift. And here, we, representing Aksah, can see our portion, our inheritance as a Christian, as the bride of Christ, so beautifully illustrated. She asked for springs of water, and she received them. It makes me think of that beautiful passage found in Psalm 63, which declares, this is the Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah, and he said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. Is that how you long for the Lord, beloved? He goes on to say, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Praise God. We are in a dry and a thirsty land, beloved. We are in a desert place. We are in this world, beloved, but we're not of it. And I don't know about you, but as the days pass and it seems as the times grow darker and greater darkness is upon the earth and such gross darkness to people, such evil and wickedness we see. I don't know about you, but my soul aches to see the return of the Lord, to see righteousness established where the kingdom of God will be literal. Right now, the kingdom is within us. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. We can take the kingdom with us as we go. But beloved, there's coming a time when the king will return. He will set his beautiful feet on the Mount of Olives, and then that millennial reign will begin. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and there's just a beautiful illustration in what Axel was asking for, and we'll look a little bit more on this in tomorrow's broadcast. I wanted to thank you for joining me, and as I bring this broadcast to a close, as I always do, I do want to thank you for listening. I want you to know I pray for you every day. You see, in partners for my radio family, I remember you, and if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then He has a reason for doing that. The announcer will give our contact information. You don't have to write much. You just a few lines, and as I said, God has anointed me. I've been at this now for decades, and so it's a privilege to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.